in some other life, I've mastered almost everything I've tried. But darling, could it be it was only in a dream? And the time has come to open up our eyes. Now I see you at a distance, standing tall as if to bar the door. With the ring of disapproval as you tell me, you always want it more. I can't be who you want me to be. Trees, it flickers and it always slips away. You were young and still naive when you said you'd never leave. Is it me or just your word you won't betray? So I won't take a curtain call. The crowd is gone, the lights are growing dim. There's someone who you wanted me to be somewhere. Now go, my love, and find him. I can't be who you want me to be. I can't be who you want me to be. I can't be who you want me to be and still be me.
Who You Want Me to Be, brand new music from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, brand new release for them out on the Mountain Home imprint. The album's called The Choosing Road, and this is a fine release from them. A little bit more on the modern edge, if you will. There's some things on here that are a little bit different than some of his other records, but that was a track written by banjo player Gina Furtado and Chris Jones, Who You Want Me to Be. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. Glad you're along with us on the broadcast today. We'll be here till about the 5 o'clock hour, the gig we've been doing for a long time, and hope you can enjoy and stay close for what we're doing here this afternoon.
One, two, three,
Picking my guitar, always in the same mood. I am mostly flesh and bone, he's mostly wood. He never does grow impatient for the changes I don't know, Lord. If you can't go to heaven, honey, I don't want to go, son. It's me in the key of G, and you can call me Uncle John. Any fool can easily see that we go back a long time. He's some kind of like fine to me, and there's no such a thing as the wrong time. He hops upon my knee, singing to get out, pops it sometime. Every now and then I'm a lonely man. It's nice to know that I got a friend. Puts his power right in my hand. And all I got to do is the best I can, if I can some. Dinah. I got a birthmark on my knee, son, in the shape of mainland China. I got a somewhat southern accent, cause I come from Carolina. And if you wanna find us, we'll be walking right behind you. I hear horns and I hear voices, I hear strains. Seems that I was born with too many choices. What am I gonna do with all these extra fingers, son? It certainly confused me. Maybe if you friends will fall by for coffee, I do a little bit of mule skin and blue. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's me and my guitar. Talk about me and this guitar. Talk about me and this Martin guitar. Talk about me and my guitar. Bring it off, son. Where the water runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and fairer was she, the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the grain. Her voice was sweet as the sugar candy. Her touch was soft as the bed of goose down. Her eyes shone bright like the pretty light that shine in the night out of Yarrington town. And quite handsome was he, I'm to hear. He brought her silver rings and fancy things, and she promised to wed before the snow came that year. But her pony did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched on the heart of us all. Young Vandy in his pain put a bullet through his brain, and we buried them together as the snows began to fall. Sing up Darcy Farrell where the Truckee runs through. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too. At dusty sundown to her name they drank around. And to young Vandy whose love was true.
wish it wasn't true. Wishing there was something we all could do. Walking through the desert, sailing on the seas, sister, brother, refugees.
Brilliant stylings of Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn and their latest called Echo in the Valley. We finished off with one of their compositions called Over the Divide. Just beautiful, beautiful playing between the both of them, and some great vocal work by Abby on Over the Divide. In front of that, we heard from Wyatt Rice and Santa Cruz, a band that he put together, and I think they made a couple of records. And this was probably like the middle '90s, a record that he did for Rounder called "A Picture in a Tear," and this featured appears to be kind of a young Junior Sisk doing a lot of the lead vocal work, especially on the title track here, written by him, called Picture in a Tear. And in front of that, we turn to the Rice Brothers. This is Ron and Larry and Tony and Wyatt. And they also made a couple of records together for the Rounder imprint. And this is from the Rice Brothers 2. And I always love this song a lot. One of, I think, probably his most well-known song, Steve Gillette's Darcy Farrell. I believe the story, and I'm paraphrasing heavily, certainly, that Steve had to write this for some sort of a English or composition class, and it was supposed to be a song that I guess was contemporary, and I think the instructor, Steve turned this in and thought it was something he just copied off, and it was an old song, and in fact it has that real feeling to it, and that old sort of folk tale song, if you will, Darcy Farrell from the Rice Brothers. And then we turn to Tony's release. Tony had a lot of release on his own, this was a recording that he made back in the middle 80s called Me and My Guitar. And we heard the title track there, written by James Taylor, who I think Tony admired a lot for his songwriting and singing abilities. But I think this arrangement is slightly different than James, although I think the song's original meaning really is still retained. Me and My Guitar from Tony Rice. And Chris Jones and the Night Drivers got us underway here. Brand new recording for them called The Choosing Board. The Choosing Road. And we opened up with one of his compositions, a co-write with the banjo player and the Night Drivers, Gina Furtado, a track called Who You Want Me to Be.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Instead of Mountain Dew, I took a little sip and right away I knew. As my eyes bulged out and my face turned blue, lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one for slug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
There's a detour sign on a road that winds out on the broad highway. But the place for me is the sign I see,
G-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
There's a railroad crossing and a bus a-rocking, just taking me away. But I'll pass the time till I see that sign,
G-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
I'm gonna settle down when I reach that city fair. I'm homeward bound and I know I'll soon be there, where the tall corn grows and the black oil flows in old O'Kelly. In the middle of it all, I hear that call,
T-U-L-S-A.
Thank you. reach that city fair. I'm homeward bound, and I know I'll soon be there. Well, there's no use talking, 'cause I'll get there walking if there's just no other way. For I read that sign on the old state line,
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
I looked at the clock and it's almost nine. That means it's just about prime time. For I'm going steady with the blues. We quarreled and parted, you walked away. Oh, how I wished I could have made you stay. For I'm going steady with the blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. Baby, please say you'll take me back again, 'cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in, honey. I'm going steady with the blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. So baby, please say you'll take me back again, 'cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in, honey. I'm going steady with the blues.
Beneath still waters, there's a strong undertow. The surface won't tell you what the deep water knows. Darling, I'm saying, I know something's wrong. Beneath still waters, your love is gone. Even a fool could see that you'll soon be leaving. But each and every heart must share their turn for misery. This time it's me, and I'll cry alone. Beneath still waters, your love is gone. Even a fool could see that you'll soon be leaving me. But each and every heart must share their turn for misery. This time it's me, and I'll cry alone. Beneath still waters, your love is gone. Beneath still waters, your love is gone.
And the great, great, unmistakable voice of the opossum himself, George Jones, and recordings that he made for the MusiCore label between 65 and 71. And oddly enough, this particular track, Beneath Still Waters, was never a George Jones single at all. His output was voluminous, if you will, during the MusiCore output. And but this was a song that just sort of he recorded and probably ended up, you know, as a song on an album someplace and was never a single or a hit for him at all. I think for me, my first introduction to Beneath Still Waters was from Emmy Lou Harris and one of her early recordings. Also on this record is Feeling Single and Seeing Double, which she recorded also. So she had an affiliation with George Jones and the MusiCore label. In front of that, we heard from a gentleman who was born in Arkansas, but spent his early years around Detroit and Flint and Pontiac, formed a band and made some records for the Capitol label in the late 50s. And we heard the title track from his recording for Capitol in 1958 called Going Steady with the Blues, and I speak of Mr. Skeets McDonald. Got the nickname for calling mosquitoes Skeets all the time. So that's where he picked that up from. And in front of that, one of the great steel guitar players in country music and star on his own, but certainly had some time spent with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And I speak of Leon McCullough. And he made some sides for the Columbia label, this one in particular, July of 1950, a track that was never released by Columbia, but a swinger nonetheless called T-U-L-S-A, Straight Ahead, of course, spelling the city Tulsa out there, which, again, I think he had a great affiliation for, or an affection for, I should say. And George Jones got us on underway here with some other recordings. Before he went to MusiCore, he actually recorded for the Mercury label. And this was a track, I believe, that was a number one for him for the Mercury label. And time period-wise, well, this was been before 65. So it was probably in the later 50s, and a track called White Lightning. Well, Homespun's the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations, a service of Central Michigan University. Here is music from a couple of artists that will be appearing at the Blissfest Music Festival in just a couple of weeks. This is their new EP. It's been out for a couple of months now, but I speak of the vocal duo of Freddie and Francine. This is their EP, Moonless Night, and this is Half a Mind.
By the time I get this wrong, I got the feeling you'll be long gone. Love fits and starts and comes undone, till I'm left with only one, and it's been you all along. Well, if I don't say you, then I'll go crazy. I'm paralyzed by the thought of you just passing by. Say what's the price I'm paying? I got half a mind to make you all mine. Every day I'm waging war on who I am and what I was before. for. And all I want is to forget, but these memories open doors, and I want you all the more. And if I don't say, well then I'll go crazy.
Daylight, the southbound cries, moving through the darkness, soothing empty hearts, waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel alright. Shadow pulsing red through the window onto the mess. Footsteps echoing away just before the break of day. In a suitcase under the bed, a lot of things left unsaid. Let us out, they sigh, we belong to the night. Waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel alright. Of the sun until the night is done. That's when I think of you. Where have you gone to? Waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel alright. feel all right.
My heart screaming. standing on the gone side of leaving, she found a thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'd take anything that's going close to somewhere. She can lay it down and live it like she please. She ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe in. She ain't going home, that's for sure. She's not sitting thoughts by the road. She's got feelings that need some repairing. She did not give a damn.
From the brilliant pen of Guy Clark, Steve Earle's take, and a whole album, a tribute to Guy Clark. Steve Earle and the Duke's latest on New West, Call Guy, we heard there, She Ain't Going Nowhere, from Guy's great RCA record called Old Number One. In front of that, John Paul White. He has a new record out. It's called The Hurtin' Kind, and a great record for him, and a great duet with Louie Ann Womack on This Isn't Gonna End Well from The Hurtin' Kind. Nova Scotian Erin Costello and her latest on Compass called Sweet Marie. She gave us one of her kind of a soulful, funky numbers called All in Your Head. And a couple of artists that will be at the Bliss Fest in just a couple of weeks here up in Cross Village. Ray Bonneville's latest is called At King Electric. And we heard Waiting on the Night. And Freddie and Francine got us underway with a track from their new EP out. Albums are, the EP's called Moonless Night. And we heard a funky little soulful number called Half a Mind. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun's where you've been for the last hour. I always have a great time hanging with you. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves now. Have a good afternoon and a safe week.
Thank you.